May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 247. 247. O Lord, I would delight in Thee, and on Thy care depend. To Thee and every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. 247.
Thank you. read together this morning two parts from God's holy word. Firstly, Psalm 46. The book of Psalms, number 46. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. We'll now read from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51. We'll read the first 16 verses. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, into the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, in her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art not thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. We will leave there the reading of God's holy word. May he now help us each to pray. Dear Lord, almighty God in heaven above, do help us now to bow before thee. Lord, do grant unto us each a spirit of real prayer. Lord, teach us what we need, and teach us how to pray. Lord, we do desire to come before thee in humility, Lord, acknowledging that thou art high, and Lord, we are but the worms of the earth. Thou art the creator of all things. Thou art the high and lofty one. Lord, we are poor, wretched, vile sinners. Lord, we pray that we might ever remember thy greatness and thy majesty. Lord, also we would thank thee for this, that though Thou art high. Thou dost have respect unto the lowly. And Lord, we come pleading on mercy's ground. Thou wilt hear and answer our poor prayers. Lord, not because we deserve it, or because thou hast lovingly invited thy people to call upon thy name. Lord, we do pray that we might prize the privilege that we have of coming before thee in prayer. Lord, do grant that it might be real prayer in our hearts. Lord, it may only be a few sighs and groans. It may be the upward glancing of the eye. Lord, however we are enabled to call upon thy name, we pray, Lord, that it might be real. We do pray that thou wilt hear in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, do forgive. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word that we have before us, that we have faithful translations freely available to us. We do pray that it might be a living word. Lord, we pray that even this day it might not just be words on the page, but there might be that which enters into our hearts. It might be as the bread of life sent down from heaven. Lord, we do pray for thy blessing upon thy word and upon each of us as we gather in thy house. Lord, we thank thee for sparing us once more to meet in thy house. We thank thee that we are able to meet freely. Lord, we do pray that thy presence might be felt amongst us here. Lord, we pray that it might be so, that Jesus himself stood in the midst. Lord, that would make a true Sabbath day. That would make a true day of rest. That would be, Lord, a day of rejoicing. Lord, we pray that it might be so according to thy mercy, Lord, thy power. Lord, we cannot do these things ourselves. Lord, we need thee to work. And we pray that thy word might be applied to us this day. Lord, send thy Holy Spirit down. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Lord, we would thank thee for every mercy and comfort that we enjoy in our lives. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for, and we can so easily take all these things for granted. Lord, we do pray for those who have less than we do. Especially we pray for thy people who suffer in poverty and persecution, and those in warfare, and those in trouble, those who are displaced. Lord, help us to remember thy people. Lord, we pray for the preaching of thy word in this land and throughout the whole earth. We pray that there might be an outpouring of thy spirit, that the wilderness might become as a fruitful field. Lord, we humbly pray it is time for thee, Lord, to work. Lord, we see great desolations in the countries of the earth. In our own land, we see a great falling away those who are moved away from thee, the glorious truths of the gospel. We see a decline in the churches, Lord, much to cast us down. Lord, may we remember that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, help us to inquire of thee, that we might yet see better days. Help each of thy servants who labour in thy name this day, and those who take reading services also. Lord, wherever thy people gather, may it be a day of feasting and a good day. So, Lord, we do pray for each one here. We do thank thee for maintaining this cause of truth thus far. And Lord, we do pray that it might be thy work is still known amongst them. We do pray for the little ones, the children. Lord, we thank thee for the good number here. We do pray, Lord, that thou would help them in their education, help them at home. Lord, show them what is right and wrong. Lord, lead them into thy truth. May they be brought to seek thee. Remember their Creator in the days of their youth, before the evil day draws nigh. Lord, do be a wall of fire round about them. We pray likewise for the young people also. Do hedge up their ways. Lord, lead them in the way that they should go. Provide for them in all things that concern them. Lord, do grant unto them each thy fear implanted in their hearts, or that there might be here and elsewhere a seed to serve thee, a generation raised up. We do pray for parents with the responsibility and the privilege of children. Lord, we pray for thy help to be given. Lord, we pray for those in the midst of life, those with burdens and the busy scenes of life and disappointments and sorrows. Lord, we pray for those who walk a bitter path, those who, Lord, have those continual trials, those who are cast down, and those who are lonely. Lord, do be a helper to the helpless. Lord, do be a friend, a lover at all times, a brother born for adversity. Lord, we do pray that there might be that effect of thy word in each of our hearts. We pray for those who are in older years. Lord, we pray as the day of death draws near to us each, whether we are younger or older. Lord, may it be that we are each prepared. Lord, do make us ready. Lord, we pray for those who are unwell, those who are not able perhaps to be with us. Lord, we do not know how it is with each one. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. Lord, those things that are hidden from others are not hidden from thee. And we do pray, Lord, that there might be healing to those who are afflicted, Lord, a sanctifying also of these things. So, Lord, we would bear each one before thee. Lord, we pray for any who feel to be passed by, any who feel to be left out. Lord, we do Pray that Jesus himself might draw near. Lord, we think of Bartimaeus. He did not want Jesus to pass him by. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy upon us each. Lord, mercy through blood we make our plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, do grant thy blessing upon the church here. Pray that there might be that unity and peace and love flowing from heart to heart. We pray, Lord, that there might be that increase, that such as are saved by thy grace, saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. And all those who are enabled to follow in thy ways. Lord, do keep each of us from indifference, from carelessness, from being unconcerned. Lord, if there are any here like that, Lord, do stir them up. And may there begin to be an aching void which none but Christ can fill. And so, Lord, we pray now for thy presence. We pray for thy help. Lord, we need thee to help. In the pulpit and in the pew. Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. You do open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts. And may thy word enter and abide and bring forth fruit. So, Lord, do forgive the poverty of our prayers. Make up, Lord, where we have failed. And do forgive our every sin. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 339. O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is for ever mine. Hymn 339.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord for his help, I would ask you to turn to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51. We'll read verse 15. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 15. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. A few weeks ago, I was traveling. I was in Spain. And the first night I was there, in the hotel room, the view I had was a lovely view across the beach. You know, that night there was a storm, and the waves were crashing right through the night. I hardly got any sleep whatsoever. You know, when I was lying there trying to get some rest, I thought of how many times the Word of God speaks to us about the waves and the roaring of the waves and the raging of the waves and the sea and storms. How much we read of these things in the Word of God. You look up in the Word of God, the references to waves, to roaring, to the raging of the sea, right through Holy Scripture. And there are two lessons especially for us to consider in this. One is the mighty power of God himself, who controls the waves, who controls all things, who has all things in his hands. He sets the bound of them. And then the storms that come in our lives, the raging and roaring of the waves in the life of each of the Lord's people. You know, we have this wonderful word before us. But I am the Lord, thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. This verse looks back, as is often the case, to the Lord's people when they had the Egyptians behind them, the sea before them. No way through, no way back, no way forwards. And then they saw what their God could do. And they saw his mighty power to deliver. And what did he do? He divided the sea. The waves roared. You think of what a sight, you children, you think of what that must have been. Really, it was a desperate time for all those people gathered together. And yet, before their very eyes, they saw the sea opened up. And they didn't just walk through. We might say a small bit of water, they didn't get their ankles wet, but they walked through on dry ground. I am the Lord thy God. It divided the sea. You think of the noise as the sea was parted, that strong wind that was sent by the Lord himself, and the sea was divided, because he holds all nature in his hand, because all things are under his control. The sea wasn't divided for the Egyptians. It was to their destruction. As soon as the Egyptians that followed were on that dry land and with the wall of water either side, the water came crashing, roaring back on them and consumed them. And so we see the almighty power of God on the behalf of his people and against his enemies and the enemies of his people. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. Before we come to think of these storms and these roaring waves, who are these words spoken to? We go back to the beginning of the chapter. We have this word, hearken. That means listen carefully. Listen very carefully. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Now listen carefully, you one this morning, of whom it could be said that you're following after righteousness. You one of whom it could be said, ye that seek the Lord. It's solemn if you're not. In these days there are so many things that we can follow after. Following after people. Following after the fashions of the world. Following after ambition. Following after the pleasures of sin. Following after our own desires. Following after our own righteousness, self-righteousness. None of these things will do us any good. None of these things will mean anything at all in the day of our death. When we have that vast eternity before us, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. Ye that follow after righteousness. The hymn says, righteousness within thee rooted may appear to take its part, but let righteousness imputed be the breastplate of thy heart. That is the righteousness of Christ. This morning, you, am I, following after righteousness? Are we following after Christ? It doesn't mean that we have, if you'll understand me rightly, all the answers. It doesn't mean we know everything. But there is a desire. It doesn't mean that we have everything that we could want. But there is a following after. There is that longing, earnest desire within us for the Lord Jesus himself and his righteousness. As we are led to see that we have no righteousness of our own, that we have nothing good to bring, nothing in my hand I bring, ye that follow after righteousness. You notice in verse 7 that we have similar words. Hearken unto me again, listen carefully, ye that know righteousness. You say, well, that's gone a bit further, that's a bit higher, I can't get to that one. Ye that know righteousness, but you know it's one and the same person. All those who were brought to follow after, there has been that knowledge of their own unrighteousness. They have been brought to see an attraction in the Lord and his righteousness. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after, ye that know righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. And so, these are the words to whom our text is addressed. I am the Lord your God. And right through this lovely chapter, we have a promise, an encouragement for those that follow after Christ, those that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock. In its fullest sense, the rock Christ Jesus. And we have, right through the promise, we have it at the top in this Bible, concerning this chapter, the Lord will deliver and comfort his people. In verse 3, we have, the Lord shall comfort Zion. He shall comfort all her waste places, and make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. What waste places there are in Zion. What a wilderness there is, nationally, globally. May we be enabled to plead this word that the Lord will comfort Zion, and that those wildernesses there might be as the garden of the Lord, that joy and gladness shall be found therein. But I am the Lord thy God. What comes in the previous verse, verse 14, the beginning of our text says, but it links us to what has gone before. We have this word, the captive exile, hasteneth, that he may be loose, that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. Do we have here this morning a captive exile, hastening to be loose? There's an urgency. You feel to be cast out. You feel to be forbidden. You feel you're exiled. You cannot meet with the people of God as you would. You feel to be in bondage and captivity. There's darkness. There's desperation, perhaps. The captive exile hasteneth, that he may be loosed. And the more you struggle and strive against your bonds, it just seems to hurt more and more. He hasteneth that he should not die in the pit. You see eternity before you, and the solemnity of it. And Satan tells you, you might as well give up. You're going to hell. You're such a sinner. But still, there is that within you, hastening to be loosed, that you yourself should not die in the pit, nor that your bread should fail. You know, my mind goes to a word, I think it comes in the book of Job. It sets forth the Lord Jesus, that deliver him from going down into the pit, the prisoner, deliver him from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. I have found a ransom. And what was that ransom? It was the Lord Jesus himself who would pay the price for sin, who died in the place of sinners and guilty, wretched sinners at that. I have found a ransom. Behold, at the foot of the cross, a scene of matchless grace. It is Jesus in the sinner's place. And so what hope is there for this poor captive exile, struggling hard and crying aloud? The following words, the beginning of our text: "But I am the Lord thy God." My mind goes to one of the hymns: "Struggle hard and cry aloud on the great physician. Wait till thy disease he cleanse. Begging, trusting, cleaving. When and where and by what means, to his wisdom leaving. But he is able to do it. He will do it. He will set the captive exile free. Why? Because I am the Lord thy God." You go to Isaiah 41, not 51, but 41. We have this: "For the poor fearful prisoner, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." You know, if I'm allowed a favourite verse, that's my favourite verse in the whole Bible. Because there was a time in my life, a few years ago, where I felt just like this captive exile. I felt that there was no hope for me. I felt that everyone else, that all the others of the Lord's people had it. They had what they wanted, and I couldn't get it. And that others were being blessed. Others were being set free. Others had so much more than I did. And the more I struggled and hastened to be loosed, the worse it seemed to get, and I could not find peace. I could not find deliverance. And one Sunday evening, I was extremely cast down. I was ready to give it all up. And the Lord spoke, and you know, it's the only time I've really felt, as it were, to hear a voice from heaven: "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." There is the righteousness of Christ again. And so it will be for all those hastening to be loosed, all those who know those storms within. I was thinking on the way over, there's a hymn that says, "Such dismal storms are raised within of Satan and indwelling sin." Perhaps you know the hymn, but do you know what the hymn speaks of? It's sin, it's Satan, indwelling sin. Those sins that rise up so high. What a storm that is, and it's a dismal storm. What hope is there then for such? We have this word, but I am the Lord thy God. You know, this little word, but, it's a big little word. There's so much in it. But I am the Lord thy God. What does it mean? In spite of all your sin, in spite of the power of the devil, in spite of all your failings, in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of all those times that you have failed, in spite of the storm, in spite of these roaring waves, in spite of all these other things, there's one who is higher than the highest. I am the Lord, thy God, the Lord who sitteth upon the flood, the Lord who reigneth. You read some of those Psalms, Psalm 89, 90, and the following Psalms. We have here the power of the Lord. God is greatly to be feared. This is Psalm 89 in the assembly of the saints. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee, thou rulest the raging of the sea, and when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. You know, when I was there in Spain trying to get to sleep, I couldn't do anything whatsoever to still those waves. I couldn't do anything to calm the sea, and neither can any of us calm those storms that come in our lives by our own power. But thou, who is it? It's the Lord God of hosts. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. Who is it? The strong Lord. Thou stillest them. O Lord, God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? And Satan tempts those captive exiles. Yes, but you're such a sinner. There's no hope for you. But who is a strong Lord like unto thee? That one who rulest the ragings of the sea. My mind goes again to the lovely little book of Micah. And there we have, right at the end of that little book, who is a God like unto thee? This is the strong Lord. This is the Lord God of hosts. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? You know what iniquity is. You know what the sin that you feel within, that dismal storm. But who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? It's not just iniquity, it's the transgression that this strong Lord, the Lord God of hosts, he delighteth in mercy. Here's a word for your encouragement, I hope, this morning. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Behind his back, completely washed away, the price, the debt of sin, fully paid. But I am the Lord, thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves it roared. But you know, it's not just those who are seeking after the Lord, those who follow after him, that know what these storms are. Some of you, many of you, know the storms of life. Those troubles that come, sorrows that come, bereavements, those storms that seem to go on and on, and they never end, it seems. You know, as I was lying there listening to the roaring of the waves, I thought it would never end. Perhaps that's what you feel. Perhaps today you're in the storm. And you have the waves and the wind crashing and howling around you. But I am the Lord, thy God. You know, the Lord deals with his people at different times in different ways. Sometimes he carries them through the storm. The storm stays the same. But they are carried through. They are upheld by the right hand of his righteousness. Sometimes he is as the refuge from the storm. It's a lovely book, isn't it, Isaiah, don't you think? You go to Isaiah chapter 32, and a man it shall be as an hiding place. Who is this man? It's Jesus himself. That second verse of Isaiah 32, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, a refuge. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Well, what storms have you got this morning? May you prove a man. Even Christ himself shall be as an hiding place from the storm. And you say, I nearly said from my storm, but you know, the Lord permits these things to come. You notice this in our text, whose waves roared. He causeth these things to come, whether it's for correction, for our instruction. Sometimes we don't know, we can't understand why these storms come. Why? Through darksome paths we go. We may know no reason, yet we shall hereafter know, each in his due season, that sometimes the Lord, he is that refuge. I am the Lord thy God, as we read of in Psalm 46, a very well known, a very well-loved psalm. How the Lord is that refuge and strength. God is. You know, it struck me as we read that psalm, how many times we have this little word, is. It's another big little word. The emphasis, the certainty. God is our refuge and strength. The very present help in trouble. What a difference it makes in times of trouble. What a difference it makes when the storms come. To feel a little of the Lord's presence. That hymn concerning the storms of life, it speaks of that. Led by him we brave the ocean. And then it speaks of this calm amidst a tempestuous motion. That's the storm. Knowing that the Lord is nigh. That is where the calm comes from in the storm. Knowing that the Lord is nigh. And if you are among those, even this morning, who know what these storms are, seek the Lord's presence. Seek that you might feel his presence with you in that storm. As the disciples did. How many times we have it in the Gospels of the disciples coming into the storm. And sometimes the Lord Jesus wasn't physically with them. Other times he was there, but he was asleep. I think we have that in Matthew chapter 8, where they were in a storm and the Lord Jesus was with them. We have this at the end of one of the verses. But he was asleep. When he entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. And those storms, those roaring waves, sometimes it's not the waves that are round about us. The waves are so high they've gone over our heads. We're like Jonah. All thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. We fear we shall sink. And added to that, but he was asleep, the Lord Jesus. He was asleep. You think of that, the great tempest, the storm. The Lord Jesus, it was asleep. He holds all nature in his hand, but what awoke him? The cries of his disciples, Lord, save us. We perish. The Lord, he heard their poor, feeble cries. But why are ye so fearful? O ye of little faith, then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm, a great calm. And only the Lord is able to turn your storm into a great calm. God is a refuge and strength. Though the waters thereof roar, therefore will not we fear. Though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And what causes there to not fear? Perhaps you say, I've got every reason to fear. God is in the midst. That little word is. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. And twice we have that word, the Lord of hosts. That one who has all nature and all things in his control. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And so what a mercy it is if when these storms come in our lives, I don't know what storm you might be in. You know what it is. And the Lord knows what it is. He knoweth those things that you have need of. But what a difference if we can be still and know that he is God. And have that sweet sense that he is with us. He is our refuge. But I am the Lord, thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. You know, thinking of this word and the storms that come in our lives, what will it be at the end? What a storm. That will be the storm of death rolls on apace. And who can say how nigh? None of us know when that storm will hit us. The storm of death rolls on apace. What hope is there in view of this storm? You and I can't do anything to stop that storm. Anything to delay it. Anything to put it off. It's coming in the Lord's time and way. The storm of death. You know, this word, I am the Lord, thy God. When we think of the day of our death, the river that must be crossed from time into eternity. But you know, I thought of the verse 10 in this chapter. That one who hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransomed to pass over. And so it will be for each of the Lord's people, each of those who through his sovereign grace, are brought to follow after righteousness. When that storm of death comes, there will be that way made to pass over to that place where there are no more storms, no more sorrow, no more hard things, no more pain, no more sadness, no more darkness. Why? Because he hath made a way. We see here the work of salvation. As the Lord Jesus makes that way into heaven for each of his people. Thou hast made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over. And therefore, because of this way that has been made through the Lord Jesus, who has ransomed his poor people from the pit, who has delivered them from the curse of the law, who has paid that price for sin. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. The redeemed of the Lord, they shall return and come with singing. And this is the same as the captive exile. It's the same person spoken of. Those who are brought into thee to feel their need of the Lord Jesus, to see their own unrighteousness. That time will come. They shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy it shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning it shall flee away. But while we remain here on this earth, may we not forget the Lord our Maker. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man and the Son of Man, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, which has stretched forth the heavens and laid forth the foundations of the earth? And all these storms come in our lives, may we not forget that the Lord of hosts, who controls all these things, may it be with us each. When it comes to the end, the redeemed of the Lord, we might each be among them. I told you about that time with that text in Isaiah 41. And that was the day before I went to Russia. And, you know, at the end of that trip, at the end of the week, I was sat in the airport at St. Petersburg. And I listened to a sermon that was online from Chippenham. And the hymn that was given, I think it's 532 perhaps, or somewhere near there, that the ransomed of the Lord shall unto Zion come. A faithful, loving God will surely bring them home. And so it is, the certainty of it, we sung of it earlier. All those who are saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation, all those who have tasted a little of his love here below, who have that hope in his righteousness, they shall return and come with singing unto Zion. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Well, this word that we have, but I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose ways roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. I haven't said what I thought I might have to say, but the Lord knows why. May it be that there is a purpose in it. May we search our hearts. Are we among those that follow after righteousness, that seek the Lord? and if there is a captive exile hastening to be loosed, may there be that encouragement that I am the Lord thy God, that one who was a ransom for those to be delivered from the pit, and then in those storms of our life to be found looking to the Lord alone, pleading to him like those disciples, Lord, save us, Lord, help us, Lord, deliver us, Lord, we cannot do it ourselves, Lord, we need thee. And to find him to be the Lord our God, who is able and willing and ready to deliver his people. And then the storm of death, when it comes upon us each, may it be that there is that way for the ransom to pass over. May we each be found among them. We shall go with singing unto Zion. We shall know that everlasting joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. May the Lord forgive anything amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Kingham will address the Sunday school this afternoon. And there will be a chapel trustee meeting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock, and then Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach. And Fenstanton anniversary services will be held next Saturday at the 18th of March. Let us close with hymn 622. Poor fearful saint, be not dismayed, nor dread the dangers of the night. Thy God will ever be thy aid, and put the hosts of hell to flight. Hymn 622.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with us all. Amen.